GOP candidates gunning for the seat left vacant by former Congressman Jason Chaffetz took to the airwaves this week in their first round of TV commercials. KUER's Julia Ritchie has more.
Unlike Washington, D.C., in Utah, actions speak louder than words.
Provo Mayor John Curtis rides a black motorcycle and shoots a pistol in his first TV ad for the 3rd District race. With less than a month until the GOP primary, Republican candidates are revving up their spending and media buys across the 3rd District that stretches from Salt Lake and Utah counties southeast to San Juan. Earlier this week, Chris Herod, the former state lawmaker who won the state party's nominating convention, began airing ads on at least 3 stations.
Republicans in Washington promised to repeal Obamacare and build President Trump's wall, and I will.
Both Herod's and Curtis's ads focus on their conservative record for fiscal responsibility and shrinking the size of government. The ad purchases follow updated Federal Election Commission reports on fundraising by the candidates. John Curtis leads the GOP field with $232,000 raised, which includes a loan he took out for his campaign. Tanner Ainge has raised close to $131,000, and Chris Herod has about $79,000. Michael Malbin is executive director of the Nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute. He says special elections can get expensive if donors believe it's a competitive race.
If a race can be nationalized, and if potential donors who care primarily about which party controls the chamber, if they can be reached, then the spending can get much higher.
The winner of the August 15th primary will face Democrat Kathy Allen, who since January has brought in more than $500,000 for her congressional bid. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.